Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, presents episode 735, Alien Interest, recorded live on May 21st, 2020. Hello everyone, welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I am one of your three co-hosts tonight, Duststorm.
I'm Godzilla T.
And I'm DJ Blue PDX!
Yes! Right. That's who we are. That does get more plain than that. Welcome to the podcast!
Hi! Good morning, evening, good afternoon, and good night. How's it going? Dusty, what do we have on the gale? Today?
On the gale? Gale winds, hey, Henny, can you look up gale winds real quick? Sorry. We have got, for tonight, look at the fan projects. We're doing a little fan project update. We'll do the fan mod update next week. We got a community poll, so we put out another one, like we mentioned last week. Covenant Races.
Ooh.
That should be an interesting discussion. And we've got our normal hodgepodge of updates and whatnot, so why don't we go ahead and kick things off with that? Starting with our Fraggin' Friday recap. GT, how'd we do?
We did really well. Had a lot of fun. We spent most of the night in doing some customs. We did get a little matchmaking in early, but spent most of the night in customs. Had a lot of fun. But we actually got to play some Husky Raid this time.
Yes.
That was fun.
Which, I have a story about that when you're done.
We did, somehow we did Fiesta Slayer on a Husky Raid map. That was interesting.
Yeah.
How does that work out?
Well, I'll just put it this way. Frizzled, if you're listening, I am so sorry.
Oh, did somebody whip Frizzled Chief right in his ass?
I punished him.
Dusty.
You weren't the only one.
What game have you done?
I was while he was terrorizing Frizzled, I was terrorizing the other three.
We still lost by
we
like
still
four
lost,
points.
But I think I got like 35 sniper kills.
It was nuts. Like,
wait, 35 sniper kills in one game?
It was just this one game. That was it. And,
wow.
And it was Fiesta, and of course, for some reason, the RNG for that game was all like snipers and explosives. And yeah, uh-huh. I would just go constantly just ripping his face off with snipers.
Well, I guess he forgave you because he did request to join the clan, the company.
That so. Is true.
That is definitely true. Earned his spot after that spanking.
Yes, yes, he did. So, Frizzled, if you're listening to this afterwards, I'm sorry, but you gave me a whole lot of laughs and you made my night. So, thank you.
You made yourself a good target. Oh,
I should go back and try to record that film if I can get Halo 5 Theater to work.
Good luck with that.
It's been so long since I've actually tried using Halo 5 Theater.
Same here. Yeah. Let's see. Nom nom. Husky Raid.
So yeah, we had that happen.
Oh, and we played some Warzone Assault as well.
Yes,
we had lots of times.
Getting a few more kills.
Here's the game here.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I pulled up the stats here. Let's see.
Needless to say, on my side of things, I killed him the most and he killed me the most. So it was just this constant back
Dust,
and forth.
You had 45 kills.
Oh, that's right. I had almost half the kills.
Yeah. 45 kills. 9 kills with binary. 6 kills with a beam rifle. With the Halo 2 beam rifle.
Sounds about right.
7 kills with the Halo 4 beam rifle. 4 kills with a sniper rifle. Regular human sniper rifle. Let's see. Okay, that's all the snipers. Now, most killed, Frizzled, 23 times. Most killed by Frizzled, 10 times.
Yep. So That was my Friday night.
So you bullied a community member. Congratulations.
I'm sorry. Nick, if you're listening, I'm sorry.
That's also the last time GT will ever end up getting a sniper rifle for the next year.
Probably.
You did all of your RNG for snipers in one day.
One game.
One day.
Yeah, it happens pretty regular. I'll get a game that I get just sniper after sniper, and then it'll be another 2 weeks before I see another sniper rifle.
Goodness gracious. So, yep. That was Friggin' Friday. Thanks again for hosting, GT. You can catch us tomorrow again at 8:30 p.m. Eastern time. Go a little bit more of those details in the post show or at the end of the show. For achieving Halo, hop back on MCC on PC. Managed to get the rest of the data pads on Legendary.
Nice.
Got 7 achievements that night, including finishing off the skirmisher kills. And there was one other achievement that I'm blanking on that we got. But we got 7, so we'll be... I don't know if we'll be streaming this week on Sunday, because I'm going over to a friend's for Memorial Day kind of cookout thing, since things are starting to open up here and we're actually allowed to go visit people. We'll probably still social distance around the fire, but we'll at least get to see friends, say hi, and have food. That'll be nice.
So I have 2 questions. One.
Yes.
When you're looking for data pads in Halo 5.
Yep.
Now, you said you did it on Legendary. I just want, for those of you who don't know, is it required that you see...
not 5.
Oh, you went to Reach. Okay. So now, is it required that you find those each time on each difficulty level, or once you find them, are they found?
No, the way it works is half of them are found on any difficulty. The other half of them are only found on Legendary. Right. And once you find them, they don't just disappear. They're always there.
Okay.
But you get credit for finding them.
Uh-huh. Gotcha.
Yep. So if you want to go through them all just once, then you would play on Legendary, get all of them.
Got it. But and do you get a different achievement for finding all of them at once versus partially?
No. So there's an achievement for each one individually, and then there's an achievement for it once you have found all 19 of them.
Gotcha. All right, cool. Things to do in Halo Reach on PC.
The only exception is Lone Wolf. The data pad on that one is only on Legendary. There's no data pad on that mission in normal.
Got it.
Is the fun one to get.
Yes. So now I'm down to finishing Reach on solo, a few other minor Reach related ones, and there's the cat. Say hi to the latest addition to our family.
Hello, cat.
Did you steal my cat?
No.
Mine looks just like that.
I would just
her name's
like
Luna.
That.
I call her Chonkers.
Actually looks kind of like a log right at the moment. But anyway.
So, yep. I guess we'll be getting regular visits by my cat every once in a while. So we'll see how that goes.
Back all of the unnecessary commentary just for the good of the show. I'd like props for that.
I'm gonna have to put you down. It's like if you keep whacking all the things on my
Ecstasy Machinima tuning in live from YouTube. Hello.
Hello. Welcome. Hello, Ecstasy Machinima. Alright, we've got Machinima Monday. We have Dawn of the Titans. This is kind of an older Machinima in Reach. So go check it out if you haven't checked it out already. No streamer showcase because, again, I forgot, but DJ's up on the queue for the next one. So we have him here. There's not much new to talk about on that one.
Hmm?
So.
People
know you, so. These people watching the stream here will know who you are, but people that might see the post at some point. For some reason, if they don't know who you are after you've done everything with Outpost and Griffball, then they've been living under... They were either exterminated by a ring a long time ago and their memory was erased or something happened.
Yes. Yeah, so if you get bored or you have something not necessarily quite as entertaining, all you got to do is tune into Mixer. I'm here.
There you go.
6 days a week. Now, actually 7, because while Thursdays I'm off on my channel, I'm on this channel. So technically, I don't ever have a weekend. What are weekends? And we wonder why I'm bald.
I think there's other reasons for that, but I'll digress. All right.
Well, there's worse things to be doing with your time.
This is true.
I'm saving up for my plastic surgery so I can actually get the jaws just like the elites. Because that's not alarming at all.
Sure. All right. For company commendations, we are still 20 out of 31. We are getting close on the couple that we have up here. Killing an opponent that shot you first, we have another 250. Nice round number on that one to go. We have, on the assassinations, we have another 272. And then splatters, we have another 370 on that one. Another nice round number. And then the two bottom ones are still the two bottom ones.
Forever and ever and ever.
Until they're done, yes. Pretty much. Okay. Tales from the Foxhole, we actually do have something. We have... Tepec actually posted something over in our Discord, so thank you for posting that. So there's some Halo 3 ODST tricking that apparently was done. So I think it was... Tepec, I know you were in here. Clarify me if I get this wrong, but there was... I think Termacious Tricosity did some kind of trick where you could launch yourself from Mombasa Street up onto like the tallest building that you could actually get to in-game, and he actually managed to pull that off.
Oh, yeah.
Involved plasma grenades and a mongoose.
Oh, did he do it with a mongoose?
Yeah, he did it with a mongoose. Termacious Velocity. Answers. Oh, okay. Same folks, really.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he posted that one. So, I don't know how long it took you to get that, but I'm sure it took quite a while. So, props to you for getting that done.
Yeah, that was quite the trick.
Yeah, no kidding. Okay. I think she's about to jump down. There we go. Okay. On to the official updates. What do we got for matchmaking updates this week, GT?
All right. For May 21st in Halo 5, Action Sack rotates in for Griffball, and 2v2 competitive rotates into ranked, in for ranked doubles. Supporting the weekly doubles tournaments. Cool.
Yep.
Next weekend, we got Halo 2 BR Slayer rotating in for Action Sack, and Warzone Turbo goes live.
Turbo. The whole weekend?
Gotta do my Turbo Happy Dance.
Yay! Hopefully, I get my optical port fixed by then.
Yay!
Yeah. On your
Xbox. Really?
Yep.
Oh, the Xbox and not the... the Astro Dock or whatever?
Yeah, no, it's the Xbox. It's, my X1X is Scorpio edition. Finally, the optical is just done.
Okay.
It has died.
It has died.
So there we go. All right.
Yep. Okay. And Master Chief Collection.
For the Master Chief Collection, on May 20th, the experimental playlist came in. Looks like on the 27th, they're going to have monthly feedback and maintenance. And then on June 3rd, we get shoddy snipers.
Now for the experimental playlist, are we talking, what kind of experimenting are we talking about here?
So this is usually where like community has recommended something or they've asked the community for input. And this is them kind of putting that together.
Awesome. So basically, we've had people forge rivers with canoes, and you've got to use a hammer in order to boost yourself along, but not actually kill yourself or anybody else in your canoe. I really like that kind of experimentation. Or perhaps maybe making a water boil with an energy sword. That could also be fun.
Yeah.
How fast can you cook a chicken with a binary rifle without exploding it? These are questions we want to know.
I didn't know there were chickens in Halo.
Well, they might be now.
Ideas.
All right. Anyways, going on.
There we go. Very nice. And then we got a little bit of a playlist update from the forums.
Yeah. We got adjusted settings for Hardcore Bomb on Shrine and Warlord in H2A, Team Hardcore. They adjusted Halo 2 Classic Big Team Territories. Removed Halo 2 Anniversary Big Team Assault from Bloodline. Okay.
And where do they put it?
On the shelf.
Well, that seems slightly inappropriate.
You know, this podcast is eventually going to be boiled down to references that just go completely over my head, and you two are just going to be the laughing stock of the show, and I'm just going to be like, I'm so lonely.
Sometimes age has its benefits, sir.
You did get the last one, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, I got that one.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Yes.
I was gonna feel really bad for you if you didn't get that one.
No, I got that one.
Okay.
It's the bitter pit of, it's the dark bitter pit of my soul.
Sure.
Isn't it always the darkness inside of our souls?
The darkness.
Any Hoosiers.
Anyways, we have an MCC development update. Woo-hoo! And the update is they're still working on the Halo 2 and Halo 3 issues. So no development on new stuff for MCC. But
what, there were issues with H2 and H3?
There's this thing about like shooting the ground and somehow betraying your teammates or getting multi-kills and crashes.
Yeah, you can literally shoot the ground and kill someone.
I mean,
story of my life.
Yeah, it's called
title of my Fortnite autobiography.
Usually when I shoot the ground, I kill myself.
Right? That's what rockets are for.
I was about to go there. It's like, yeah, you can ricochet.
Also, is there any particular reason why the incineration cannon can't actually incinerate other things aside from Spartans and or AI? Like, why can't we use it to incinerate rocks or blow a hole in the map or like just tunnel our way right on through a building? Is it possible to just like incin through the back end of a Warthog? Could you just shoot its wheels directly out and just make a hole and just watch the wheels? Like, these are the things I think of.
I think like if the world of Halo were to be like somehow brought to life in this reality, then yeah, you probably could. But Slipspace Engine, I guess that remains to be seen.
Well, I'm really looking for the Tony Hawk version of Tony Hawk Skate 2020 to be inside a Forge world in Infinite, where basically we're just going to use ghosts as skateboards. Why not?
Yeah.
It could be fun.
Yeah, sure.
We'll call it Leroy Jenkins 2020.
Apparently that had an anniversary.
The original clip is hilarious. Years? It's so not what I expected it to be. I don't think I'd actually ever seen it until I saw it celebrated on the anniversary.
I've
never actually seen the original clip. I've seen all the other like remakes and the things people have done to celebrate it, but I'd never actually seen the original. And when I did see it, I realized, wow, this is not even remotely the game I thought this was attached to, but congratulations. There we go. It still works.
Yep. All right. Time's up. Let's do this.
Wait.
Larry, it's 15 years, right?
Halo is in Battlefield, even though I want it to be. Well, of course not. In Battlefield, you can go in the water and not die.
If you somehow could merge the Battlefield and Halo as far as like mechanics and engines and stuff like that, oh my gosh, what game would that be?
Could you imagine random portals on a ring that take you into various different points in space and time and like suddenly rolling out into the Battle of Iwo Jima or suddenly rolling out into France during the bombs? Like, imagine jumping into famous war-type scenarios as a Spartan and you're only there for like 2 minutes. 2 minutes! And you have to bounce out. And then it sucks you back in.
You either be turning the tide of the battle or you just create more mayhem and the battle will just still rage on when you're gone.
Also true.
I mean,
don't die and leave your weapons.
Does the Spartan know what side they're fighting for?
I mean, they just kill things and look cool doing it, don't they?
Well, that's my point. It's like, okay, they just go there, make mayhem, and then the war hasn't really changed much.
Where's the enemy? They're over there! Those are humans. What did you think we were fighting? What time is it? 6 a.m. Well, I may be in the wrong place.
So Deku's like, so everyone dies. Well, I mean, if you want a paradox.
I have a pair of chickens. Sorry. On with the show.
I was trying to think of some kind of follow-up to that, but I couldn't think of one fast enough. Anyways. So the... Close to a pair of ducks. Not a pair of ducks, right? But yeah.
Well, does that know what you were... you're talking about paradox. A paradox. Got it. I heard paradox, thought paradox.
I got you. For the Halo 2 ongoing issues, they have a patch that they're testing. It's going through certification right now. So hopefully we'll have that soon. But as of their latest update from yesterday, I don't think they posted an update yet. Oh, they just did. We have officially passed certification this afternoon. We'll be releasing the update later tonight. There we go. At 8 p.m. Cool. Pacific time, which is 11 p.m. Eastern time, which is 4 a.m. GMT, which is 3 p.m. Australian-ish Eastern and 1 p.m. Australian Western. There we go.
Yeah, there we go.
I'm slowly getting that there. Time conversion integrated in my brain.
A lot of numbers and AMs and PMs and all I started doing was having nightmare flashbacks of Algebra 2.
Algebra 2?
Letters and numbers, man. You put those arithmetic. Two together and it's awkward.
So, patch is coming out tonight. So, by the time you're listening to this, if you're downloading the show, then the patch should be there. Hopefully, everything is fixed and no more issues. If you're listening to us live here, then go shoot the floor while you still can and get those multi-kills in Halo 2.
There you go.
I wonder if someone's tried to get a perfection.
By shooting the ground or a wall?
Yeah.
On their own team?
Well, it's not always betrayals.
Well, that's unfortunate. That would have been much more fun.
We could load up
fun.
Into a lobby and try it. Score out shooting the floor.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, how is that different from my regular gameplay?
It might make you better.
Right. I'm much more accurate now. Don't patch it. I'm fine.
I wonder if like hitting the floor with swords actually does damage. I know projectiles work, but I don't know.
I think it only works with projectile weapons.
Okay.
Because the shots I've seen have been with the rocket launcher, sniper, and shotgun.
I've seen battle rifle.
What happens if you use a hammer? Oh, wait, that's right. There are none. Two.
There is. It's just only in campaign and only Tartarus has it.
Can use.
That's right. Well, wait a little bit and someone will probably mod one in.
Right. That would be awesome.
There were plenty of mods that had the hammer in Halo 2 Vista.
Yeah.
It would be there. All right, on to our Waypoint articles for the week. We have the MCC Pro Series kicking off this weekend. The first open tournament is taking place on Saturday, May 23rd. So if you want to register for that, registration is open until tomorrow. So you can head on over to aka.ms/PS registration. We have the community spotlight. For the first time in 6 weeks, I think.
Yay!
I think it's been that long. So I'm going over here to the streaming PC, and I think I might need to fix audio real quick. So if there's double audio, just bear with me for a second.
1001. Aha.
Do we have double audio?
We do
or
not.
Do we have triple audio?
Surprisingly, we do not have double audio. We're good.
Chat's
in the wrong place, but... Yep. So we've got our picks that we have for this week. We're going to start off with the doggos.
Yay!
That's everybody's number one pick. Right there at the top.
Lots of booches.
Which Sam has started calling the snack pack, apparently.
Well, they do look like they are always hungry for a snack, that's for sure.
A snicky snack. And then we've got the top creme de la creme.
Ah, yes. And, now, there's a story behind this, apparently.
Yeah, go for it.
Oh, so Boss Logic actually did this as an honor to healthcare workers, and he did added hashtag take my mask. Now, my first thought when I saw, now that I see the gloves and everything like this, I get it. I think it's a wonderful tribute. The first thing I thought of was it's basically Spartan's version of the sorting hat in Hogwarts, where you put it on and figure out which team you're going to be assigned to and determine whether or not you're going to end up on Reach, which is always unfortunate, and going elsewhere, which means success, potentially. But yeah, there you go. Beautifully well done. I love it. I think it's great.
Yeah, it's a really cool piece. Really cool story behind it, too. Thanks for reading it.
Yeah, absolutely.
We've got this first one here. First pick is yours, DJ, with the piano cover.
So, Peril, Halo 2, it's piano open. Now, my first thought was this is clearly a Rick Astley moment of, hey, we're going to get trolled. Simply because it looks like an 80s piano keyboard going wild with guns. And I really think that if it was possible to play a Rick Astley song over the top of this video, it would be hilarious. But There we go. And of course, it is from the Red Nyxthela rendition of Peril. So,
yeah, good stuff. So next one we have here is, I think, also yours.
DJ. Yep, absolutely. Yep. Decimation. It's a brand new ride at the upcoming potential Halo Spartan theme park, where you can just slide right down this giant slide. It looks much like a Halo, but it's not. It's just a slide, and see if you can crash in and or through the mountains while landing on your feet. Obviously, Red and Blue here did completely well with it and did not get decimated. So congrats to them for surviving the very first slide ever made for the purposes of extraordinary destruction and ridiculousness ever in the wonderful world of Halo. As for the real story of it, I believe this was from, doesn't say. Oh, yeah. No, Ethereal, EOD.
Yep.
Did this. So there we go.
On the Twitters. Images rendered in 4K, opening the image in the new tab for Twitter. Clear it up. Yeah. Good stuff. Ethereal is definitely one of those high-profile Halo SFM renderers, Blender renderers, folks within the community. Mm-hmm. So, good stuff. Next one is from UGT. I think, was this you or DJ?
Was no, it DJ? It's me.
No, okay, that's- yeah. Chibi of Thakran. I think that's how you say that. By Thakran Durrani and Noir Zone. N-War Zone, something like that.
Yeah, I think N-War Zone.
Yep. Any commentary for that one?
It's just a cool-looking arbiter. That's why I like think it.
He's adorable for a junior. I really want to know exactly what the purpose of those two items are in school, because, I mean, how you're going to write with a sword unless you're literally carving into the side of the wall, which technically could be considered Kaiden destruction. I think that's actually a violation of the wall, at least in Western Singelius. Obviously, having a pistol made that small, he's going to grow out of that, so he's going to want to make sure that's a hand-me-down and recharge the device. If you've got an extra charging port, I feel like he may probably go through a couple different chargers throughout his lifespan, or at least until he gets larger than 2.5 inches tall.
Or it could just be a toy.
Also true. Hey, it's a Nerf gun.
Yes.
Sangili Nerf. It's made out of squid tentacles.
I have a Boomco one somewhere around here. Actually, I know where they are. They're buried under boxes at the moment. this one, for me, this is by Court Alley. Basically took the shirt that you actually showed off, DJ, before the stream. The Hope and Love shirt. Yeah, basically taking that design and making it in Animal Crossing, which is cool. She did a really good job with it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm impressed. Next one we have here, I think this one is yours, GT. This is Halo Combat Evolved by Jack Draws on Twitter. Has a very kind of like 80s, 90s film poster look to it.
Yeah, first thing that popped in my head was Blade Runner.
That pops into my head is a very sad string section and several saxophones with a trumpet in the background and a blare horn.
That sounds of your life, huh? Soundtrack of your life?
Soundtrack of my life, my entire childhood.
Hey, Archangel's in here.
Hey, Archangel.
We've got a couple from you that we're going to be highlighting later on. Stand by for that one. This next one is from DJ. This one is by Rythaze, who's on the Project Rebirth side of things. Don't know if this actually plays into the project they're working on, but it's a nice picture nonetheless.
It is. And what I'd like to point out is the perfect timing of this. It's clearly early in the morning. These Spartans are in need of food, because you can just squish it right underneath the visor if necessary, and they're fly fishing, because that's what you do when you're sky high in the air above the river, near several pieces of what looks like to be a planetary tether that has fallen and since been absorbed into the ground. Personally, I'd like to know what exactly they're fishing for. I would say the word purpose, but you could also go with food there. No, but I like the way that it humanizes that element when it comes to Spartans, because at the end of the day, whether Spartans or ODSTs, we're all human. Some of us are augmented. Some of us can, do better at reaching high-end cupboards, but still, still need to eat. And I made fish successfully for dinner last night, so I feel like this speaks.
There you go. So that fits right in with your meal last night.
Yes, absolutely. Made mahi-mahi for the first time.
Ooh. I haven't tried that yet.
It was really good. I didn't overdo it or anything. A lot of garlic and some chives on there and some onions and yeah.
Very good.
Salt and pepper.
Archangel said it gives him a strong Death Stranding vibe. I could see that. I could definitely see that. Next one here is I think from my selection, Earth Will Never Be the Same by Beans and Egg. So just one egg with the beans. I guess. This is a Master Chief render in Source Filmmaker.
Interesting. I like it.
Yeah. It's got the orange glow of nuclear apocalypse in this chief, so you know whatever he's going to do, he's going to keep going and blowing things up.
Are we looking at the top one or the bottom one? I'm just trying to
figure top one. Real.
Okay, the top one, yes. Breathtaking. I love it.
But the bottom one is also in my next pick as well, and this one's titled Halo 2 by Louisiana 144, and you can see it's a Master Chief falling out of the Covenant carrier that he just blew up with the bomb.
Oh, see, I saw that as he's lactose intolerant and accidentally ate cheesecake while he was aboard the Covenant carrier and tried to escape after letting one go. And unfortunately, that was near a lit port and it ignited plasma. And that's basically him saying, sorry, peace, I'm out.
Near a lit port.
Just a guess. Just a wild guess.
That's funny. Oh, that's good. Oh, my gosh. Okay, next one we have here. Let's see. I think this one is... Was it this yours? No, this is GT's. This is Elite by Devartor24.
This is absolutely breathtaking.
Yes. Mm-hmm. This is also a render. Devartor makes a lot of cool Halo renders. So, yep, good one there. This next one, honorable mention, our first honorable mention in the list, our friend Pixel Flare. He has this one called Lunatic. He makes some really, really, really awesome stuff.
But there's no moon.
And there's no clock either, so no moon ticking.
Point taken! Shine on, my friend, shine on.
He has a little quote to go with this. The vents around his shoulders opened up as if he were stretching his wings. And with casual nod goodbye, he nonchalantly jumped out of the hangar. What a damn lunatic. Is that from a book? That almost sounds like a quote from a Halo book.
Well, I mean, anytime you run out, you jump out of a perfectly usable hangar, it's one of those questions of like, what exactly are you doing? But yeah. I mean, Eric, he's like, I don't recognize it.
Okay.
It's Counts Bear.
If Eric doesn't recognize it, then...
Yeah, that's not a direct quote.
Yeah, I wouldn't think it would be a direct quote, but it still sounds somewhat like a quote.
Well, it kind of plays off the opening of Halo 3.
I missed this one.
A little bit.
And now I want
to... Son, do you like always have to jump? One of these days, you're going to hit something harder than you.
And I don't do bits and pieces.
Pause on that one.
I don't do bits and pieces.
Real this quick, one? I've never actually seen a situation that it's titled Throwdown, except for all I'm thinking of, these two are about to have a dance-off. A full-on Marvel-style... Yeah, it's a dance-off. That's what's happening. Drop the gun. He's shit like... You can see the elite's over there shimmying. He's shaking. He's doing his back and forth. This guy's about to do like the running man in place. He's just tossing his gear. Jazz hands at the end. Who's got more fingers? I do, so I win. Like, yeah. As they only have three.
That would just see his balls. This is by Rookie420.
Sorry.
No, fair point. So this was by Rookie425. He's been showcased a few times before. This is made in SFM and Photoshop and is titled Sieging the Eternal Phalanx. I have a hard time saying this. Phalanx. Phalanx. Yeah. I don't know why I have such a hard time saying that word. Next one is John117 Taking the Shot. This was also one of my picks. This is by Paul PJ Mahan on Twitter. This is a Blender 3D render.
All we need now is the bubble above Chief's helmet that says, I really hope they didn't swap this out for the squirt gun again, because I kind of need this to be real.
Dang it, Mike, he gave bubbles, me the prop.
I swear to God.
He gave me the prop again. DJ, this is your last pick.
Yes. Yes, it is. Now, this is called Scarred. I also call it why Spartans don't rollerblade, because that's what happens.
Or, you know, just
run into things.
You know, don't fist fight with Locke, instead just kind of beat him up and run away.
I'm sorry. Always fist fight with Locke, and next time throw him into the lava. God, that guy's a So I'm kidding. I love Locke.
Touché.
He spelled his name wrong. L-O-C-K-E.
Locky.
He's lucky. He's lucky.
Nah.
There we go. He's lucky Mass Chief didn't throw him off into the lava. That's all I'm saying.
Right. Got another one here. This is Halo 2 Cortana by A.A. Uditer.
I am always relentlessly impressed with people who can draw by hand. It is a talent and a skill set that I have never in my entire life been able to properly master or even get reasonably close to having some semblance to the object with which I am trying to bring to life on paper. It's always an atrocious, looks like I'm trying to insult somebody by actually doing it, but I'm always impressed when they're able to pull these off. These are incredible.
Well, wait until you see this next one. This is my last pick. This is Master Chief by Powder Gandalf 117 on Reddit.
That's by hand?
That is pencil by hand.
All right, if he's not going to end up, if they're not going to end up being a surgeon when they grow up, then they need to be an artist. But either way, that kind of precision and how steady do you have to be with your hand to be able to get that kind of ornate detail in that drawing? That's insanity.
And if you look close enough, you can see the paper creases where the paper's been folded.
Yeah.
That is absolutely amazing. Potter Gandalf 117. Absolutely incredible.
And right below it on the, there's the one of Buck, which is pretty
cool too.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep. My attempt at drawing characters always looks like somebody basically, like I tried to vomit the Renaissance, you know, in all of the wrong directions using a pizza.
Right.
This is impressive.
I'm going to quickly do a couple more because there's just, obviously it's been six weeks.
A bunch.
They've done this one. So I'm just going to pick a couple more and then we'll wrap this up because I know I don't want to get too far into it. We called this one out last week from Tom Jurassic.
Mm-hmm.
This one was kind of cool. This is a custom bomb part to work with the Mega Constructs.
Nice.
Spartan Thorn, A293. The precursor to Noble Six in the Reach storyline. We've got a real-life Spartan laser. We've got this one by More Shots One. He's had a few spotlight showcases before. Another render. I like the ring in the background.
Yeah.
The subtle ring back there. Yeah, it's a very nice touch. Welcome Party by Nuvelos, right below it. We got a couple of cool screenshots. And I think that's pretty much all that we kind of picked out. A couple of future ones down here, too. And then we have the end here. Doodle Snickers.
I see what they did there.
Master Chief dressing up for a job interview.
There we go.
There we go.
Nice.
Yeah. So that is the community showcase. If you didn't see something on there that we missed, then feel free to go on over to the Halo Waypoint website. Of course, there's a whole bunch of stuff that we did not cover. And if we wouldn't cover it at all, it would take really, really long time. So head on over to aka.ms/CS5-21X. That is the link for the current community spotlight. Or just go to Halo Waypoint and it'll be right there on the front page. So there you go. Master job. Yes, Minor Chief. Master Chief's getting the job. He's got the suit to go with the helmet. Although he's missing the black undersuit, so I don't know what happened to that. Unishek is still hosting community playdates. That happens on Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific time. So if you want to play some Halo and get that Ice Unicorn skin and nameplate, then make sure you head on over to Mixer on his personal channel, Unishek. That's UNYSHEK, and try to match with them. For social posts, we have Fiction Friday. DJ, you want to take that one?
Sure. All right. Where to go? Ah, yes. So, first officially observed in 2546 during the Battle of Saragossa, the Spectre is one of a number of vehicles the Covenant employ to support infantry in combat. It was widely employed in the conflicts that took place on Delta Halo in 2552. One of my favorite vehicles. I think it's absolutely beautiful. Also, you could tell that thing would do wonderful on water. Spray the water sideways. You're really good to get away from, just to get over traffic. Especially you've got low-rise front cars. You can just go backwards and ride the waves using the gravity wells. Lots of fun. These things are great.
Not to mention being able to go up 70-degree inclines.
Also true, which is wonderful. If you're like having an issue with your contact staying in your eye or you need some drainage issues in your sinuses, you just... it all comes out. It's perfect. So many purposes for these vehicles. It also has cup holders and AM/FM radio and satellite and digital.
AM and FM. What's that?
Hmm? In 2552, that's what we call vintage.
Is it vintage at that point?
Classic.
Or is that ancient at that point?
In 2020, it's vintage.
Oh, good stuff. Thank you, DJ, for reading that one. I hope that they bring the Spectre back in some form or fashion in a future Halo title, whether it be Halo Infinite or something down the road. Because it's just such a cool vehicle.
Can you imagine if you had your own garage in Infinite? Kind of almost like Grand Theft Auto style. Hey, I've got my base. I've got my garage. I'm going to build out my car collection and you could choose what you've got. I would totally have a Spectre in there. That I have a lot of Covenant vehicles in there. And you could deck it out, make your own paint jobs, add ground effects, maybe put a grill on it, little duck in the background.
That would be really cool.
Right? Customize it.
Yeah.
Maybe when you drive, instead of there being a trail of plasma behind you, it's just nothing but bubbles.
It's kind of like how the armor effects were in Reach, but apply them to vehicles and other things.
Or rubber ducks that just like fly and they hit people in the face. Behind you? Ooh, like Mario Kart, only but Halo.
Ooh.
Right? That takes racing to a whole new level. Instead of dropping banana peels, it's plasma grenades. They're very similar.
Do either of you remember the game Blur?
Yes. Yes, I remember Blur.
I loved that game.
Blur was incredible.
So much. Unfortunately, it died an early death. But
it did.
There are still a few people that you can find in matchmaking, like in like the default playlist that people are still playing somehow, but I love the heck out of that game.
Well, it was gorgeous. It was artistically beautifully. It was so beautifully well done.
Yeah. And it was the perfect mashup of like the high detail car racing, like Need for Speed style or Forza Horizon style and Mario Kart.
Yeah.
It was the perfect mashup. Yep. And it just like,
it was a good level of crazy.
But that was cool. It's like, okay, you're racing, but there's mayhem involved. And it was just so awesome.
Yeah.
Anyways, if anyone wants to do hey, Frizzle, I'm glad there you showed up.
We were talking about you earlier and your unfortunate demise at the hands of GT's sniper rifles.
That was my sniper rifle.
Or his, either way, you got bullied and I'm sorry.
Sorry, Frizzle. Thanks for not leaving us. Jeez. We have the walk-on role still available for the Halo TV show. If you go over to the Halo All-In Challenge, you have an opportunity to donate and possibly have a position in the Halo TV show as a walk-on role. You have...
So I donated.
I need to do that. I haven't done that yet. I don't think there's a... They haven't mentioned when the... charity or donation thing ends. Oh, they did. It's on the 25th. Take it back. So you have 4 days.
4 days.
4 days. So I need to get on top of that. At midnight or 11:59 p.m. Eastern time on May 25th, that is when the cutoff date is for that. And thank you, Frizzle. Much love. That's why I don't show up often. That was the first time. Hopefully the only time. Maybe you'll rip my face off next time.
Use a hammer, Frizzled. Use a hammer.
We could play some Duck Hunt next time.
Quack. I was just on fire that night for some reason. Don't know why. On over to the community highlights. We've got a couple articles over here. First one is from Play Griffball. Junkyard yep. Puppies sign up. You want to give us the details on that one, DJ?
So, the Junkyard Dogs or Junkyard Puppies, it's IX Jaga has a team and they decided to create their own little mini event in order to try and disperse some of the talent, but also give some of the newbies a chance to play and to really kind of show off some of their talents and skills before we get into our next season on the court. And so the signups were there, but that was on the 15th. And I believe that event is just
wrapped up.
It just wrapped up. Yeah. It was this past weekend.
Yeah.
So
unfortunately the article came in and went before we had to really, so that happened.
Yep. But the upside is they got 40,000 griff points in order to use towards their special perks you can get for different things, including giveaways over on Play Griffball. And of course, for more information, all you got to do is head on over to playgriffball.com or follow them on social media at Play Griffball.
Yeah. Next one we have is from Huruspice. And I think this was actually up, but for some reason, the blog page wasn't updating his front page last time. But he has an article of why the librarian is Halo's greatest antagonist.
Really?
It's an interesting take on the whole, how you say it? GT Gaos? Gaish?
Gaish.
Gaish? And the ancient human society and all that stuff. So he takes some little tidbits and quotes.
The librarian's a meddler.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, in the books, it's a whole different story. She's actually quite the preservationist in the books, and
by she screwing with other people's lives.
Hey, now she gave us John.
I didn't say it was a bad thing,
but
she's had her fingers in a lot of things.
Also true.
10,000 years of planning. As we learned in Halo 4.
You want to... How many Excel spreadsheets do you think she used to plan that out? That's a lot of...
That'd be one heck of a spreadsheet.
It's a big workbook. I'm actually really... I'm excited to read this article. I'm going to keep this tab up because I really want to check this out.
Yeah, I need to read it too. It's a long read, but he pulls from a lot of different things. So, from quotes that Frankie has to lines from Halo 4 and some of the other games to lines from the Forerunner trilogy. Evolutions is mentioned in here. Terminals. A whole bunch of other things from other Halo games like Halo 5. Comics. There's a lot of different things that he pulls from to make his case.
Yeah. Silentium and... Yeah.
It's good. Probably a good 30-minute read. Just by quickly looking at it.
And if nothing else, hopefully it inspires people to take a second and to get back into the Halo novel area. Because these books honestly were really uniquely well written. And now granted, the Forerunner series, that Forerunner trilogy was not the easiest read, but also it's because it's part of a universe and a culture that we had not really been introduced to at all. And we needed so much backstory in order to set the framework and set that timing to push everything forward, and it was a really beautiful way they interspersed that with the Halo 5 trilogy.
It's an interesting thing to look at Halo from the perspective of Bungie era versus 343 because the Forerunners were this big mysterious thing during the Bungie era, and some people think that that's a misstep on 343's part to give us so much information about the Forerunners. And like reveals so much about who they were, their society, and all the stuff that we saw in Halo 4 and whatnot, and kind of missing that mystery.
Yes, but because heaven forbid we educate our populace.
But on the other flip side of that, it has given a lot of the folks that are interested in the lore something to really kind of dig into, grasp in, and really have these think tank discussions on as well. So it's kind of like one of those back and forth things. And the more and more I see kind of these back and forth opinions, the more and more I actually want to start making YouTube videos.
Yeah. And now I've forgotten the name of the book. Shoot, there was a book about that happens in the Dyson Sphere on that with
Ghost of Onyx.
It's the Ghost of Onyx. Yes. One of my favorite books ever. Not to change the subject. Do we have a second to throw this out there?
Go for it. Yeah.
One of the things that I think is really important about the books, especially when we look into these journeys into the back end of not only technological, but sociological and socioeconomical structures of these different alien races, from the Forerunners to the Sangheili, and you think about this, the Covenant being the separate sect that's an amalgam of the extremist regimes in these different cultures. And when the main character arrives on this planet, and of course, her parents having been slaughtered and burned alive from a glassing beam, like right in front of her, it's traumatic. The whole opening of the book is just terrifying. But when you think about this, how do you go? It wasn't a war she was directly involved in. It's not a war that the people she's in school with were involved in. Legacy of Onyx. There we go, Eric. Yeah, thank you. But when you look at the cultural ramifications of bringing two cultures together who were pitted against one another for reasons that were beyond what they had a choice in. So you've seen humans causing all sorts of havoc and committing acts of violence against your people, but not necessarily you. You've witnessed as a human Sangheili committing acts of violence along with these other races against humans, but not necessarily you. And so now you find these other ones who weren't necessarily directly involved in the war and didn't necessarily have a stake in it. They just want to live their lives. And now you're on a planet fueled by the concept of science, research, and unity. How do you get past all of the anger and stress and societal influence of in the aftermath of war to come together and learn enough about one another to find that moment of peace and to find that balance and find that unity? And sometimes it's fighting against a common enemy that brings you together. Sometimes it's the attempt to get past your anger, your fear, or your pain, or your sense of loss and move forward with these other beings. And I thought it was a really beautifully well-written book that it was very provocative in how it evoked that need for resolution, or in some cases that need to learn something new about someone you didn't know before or someone you may have been afraid of before, because there's probably a lot more going on there than you may have realized. And I thought that was really well done in that book. And I think that's one of the things that's so important in the lore, especially for those of us who are Halo fanatics, to go back in and look and read through these and experience these adventures and these, in some cases, soul-crushing survival stories in order to really discover more about these species that, as humans, we just have never had the opportunity to experience.
And it's an interesting analog to the social issues that we deal with today.
Yeah.
Like going back and forth. And kind of as you were saying that, one interesting thing that really popped into my mind I thought was kind of interesting is look at how, like, this isn't the right term, but I think you know I'm going to go with this, but like how much the kids in the book don't care about what has happened in like the war and stuff like that. But then look at all the meddling that Oni's doing. You have the complete opposite. Like, you have the innocent kids that are like, no, I want to make things better. I want to make, like, relationships work, and I don't care about what happened in the past. And where you have Oni is like, no, I'm going to keep meddling and make sure that we stay on top and make sure that we're in control. And yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of direct lines that could be used as an analogy for different social issues that are happening worldwide. You know, especially in the last 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's interesting how it takes a video game to take you outside of your element and look at it from a completely different standpoint. And you still have the same structural paradigms that you have to look at from using the same level of scrutiny that you would in the real world we live in now. So if you haven't checked them out, check them out. The Halo books are absolutely amazing and are available now, not only through your Kindle e-reader if you've got Prime, but you can also do it through Kindle Unlimited or your local book retailer.
There you go. So on the community content side of things, we have a few podcast updates. We have HCS Pro Talk episode number 127, Not My Precious Halo 2, obviously talking about the issues that have been plaguing Halo 2 for the past week. And they probably have some updates in there about the Pro Series and some other competitive stuff thing as well. We've got Podcast Evolved Mission Debrief, episode 98, Halo Fireteam Raven Recap. And then episode 211 of their mainline show titled Infinite Monitors. And they have a special guest on that one, Tim Dadabo.
Yay! Okay, I was afraid it was going to be a monitor maker and it was going to be some sort of a joke. I'm like, okay, there we go. So yeah, cool, Tim Dadabo's on there. Awesome.
Yeah, Asus is going to be on their show.
Welcome, Samsung. We're going to be talking about filling a wall with your monitors. Congratulations. Here we go.
I want to get him on this show. I might be able to pull it off. I don't know. We'll see. Finish the Fight has another bonus episode. This one is ranking the weaponry of Halo. We have Sacred Icon Halo episode number 31, Sangheili Side Cheek Shuffle. I have no idea what that could mean, but go listen to find out. I'm currently on episode 26 of their podcast, trying to catch up. They will be on the show at some point in the near future. You're Trent. So we'll get that done hopefully within the next month or so. On the YouTube side of things, a couple things to highlight this week. General Heed is back at it again, the secret troop transport variant of the Shadow in Halo 2 Anniversary. So the things that you either drive past most of the time in the tunnels of Metropolis, or outskirts actually, or that you actually stand and stop and blow up, there's actually troop variants of that.
The big oval-shaped one, right? With the little thing underneath it?
Yep.
Yeah, usually you know how often I've tried to drive that thing? I wanted to climb up on it, use its guns, something.
Yeah, I thought you actually could use the guns.
Well, yeah, but you can't actually drive it. And that's what drives me crazy.
Right. Well, he modded Halo 2, and basically what he does whenever he makes things kind of appear in the game is replacing the overcharged plasma pistol projectile with whatever he wants to spawn into the game. So it's basically just a simple tag swap within the game files. So he actually got in, it's drivable, and because he spawned himself as an elite model, and the game translates that as, okay, all of the Covenant are now your allies, so they would get in the driver's seat, and then the Covenant would actually hop on the troop part of the
Shadow. Kidding, that's amazing. Oh, I've got to play this. I've got to do this. What?
Yeah. I'll drop the link in here for those who want to check it out.
That's incredible!
Oh, yeah.
We should... I kind of want to do a mod Halo show and do a day where I just sit there and play different Halo mods.
At some point after kind of like I get done with a lot of achievements, I'm going to transition the Halo achieving Halo stream into a community projects and game stream. So that's when I'll like go through and play SPV3 and Sins of a Solar or Sins of the Prophets, Operation Trebuchet, all those things. Cool. Like all the community projects I haven't had a chance to play that I would like to play at some point.
Nice.
Also from General Heed, secret leftover Halo 4 items and anniversary multiplayer. So these are, for those who don't know, the Halo 2 anniversary multiplayer is basically a Halo 4 reskin. So there are some things left over from the Halo 4 Forge sandbox that actually made it into Halo 2 anniversary if you link the tags and all that stuff. So there's a couple things in there that he showcases.
Interesting.
Probably one of the more notable things was the invisibility armor ability is actually still there, and you could pick it up, and it works like it. You can use it, and it'll recharge, and then you can use it again.
No kidding.
So that was interesting. Yes, I know Minor Chief. We've had her for less than 2 weeks, and she's already walking and going anywhere and everywhere she pleases. Unlike the other cat that we have, which is shy, bashful, and knows better. Eckhart's Ladder has an... Oh, that's a leftover from last week. There was another one. Oh, this is the one I wanted to get. Termacious Trickosity has another video. This one is playing in the Super Carrier cutscene during Tip of the Spear. So they managed to trick the game into loading them into two cutscenes at the same time. So the cutscene where you go through the shield for the spire, and then the cutscene where it's the actual in-game cutscene. And because the spire cutscene is shorter than the in-game cutscene, it kind of glitches out, and then it spawns you back into the game and starts replaying the cutscene, but in real map space while you're walking around the map.
That's hilarious. That's got to be a problem.
So it's a very, it's not as elaborate of a setup as some of their other stuff has been, but I'm gonna have to put you down in a second. But yeah, it's an interesting another glitch video that they have.
That's cool.
I always found it amazing that the glassing beam that takes out the frigate it comes from somewhere where the ship isn't.
Yeah, it's always interesting to see how Bungie scripts their animations for cutscenes.
You know, you see this beam come down out of the sky.
Yeah.
It goes through the ship, but the ship that supposedly glassed them is still a quarter mile in front of the ship that just died.
Right, yeah. It's like it's got a real significant angle on it.
It's like the ship comes, the beam comes down, makes a right turn, and then it turns again to go down through the ship.
If you watch the video, you'll see the carrier ship actually move three or four different times. Yeah. Like get loaded, deloaded, moved. Yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious.
It's ridiculous. Okay. And then the other one I wanted to call out was from Marty O'Donnell. He did a DigiPen audio symposium brief, obviously virtually from home. And this one's titled Composing Music for Halo, Destiny, and Golem.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool.
And then there's a few pieces of artwork. I don't know if some of the folks are still in here. I think Archangel was in here a little bit ago. He might still be in here. But there's two pieces that he has for this week. First one is titled East Africa. Put the link here in the chat for those who want to see it. This is his render of... it's kind of a mix of different Halo 3 scenes in a way. So take the mountain range from the very end of Halo 3. Take the grunt sign from the E3 trailer and take Master Chief walking through some dust with the AR shouldered. And yeah, that's what you got. It's pretty cool.
So Archangel, I have a question. Can you do one very similar where you've got him just like hopping on one foot, holding his boot, and there's just sand coming out of it?
Oh, and if you have the ability to or have an update, how's the Walmart trash scene coming along?
Oh, yeah. Oh, and even better, imagine if the only weapons available in that shot were all boom goes.
Oh, that'd be funny.
It's just boom go wildlands.
That'd be funny.
Boom go wildlands superstore.
And definitely no rush, Archangel. It's obviously on your own time, but... yeah, that'd be crazy if you actually did it. Next one, he imported his original character model into Fallout and got this. What? He's standing in the wastelands of Boston with an answer.
That would be the answer to most of my issues walking around that scene. So mm-hmm. I wish that I had an answer whenever I was in Fallout in that specific place. That's awesome.
Indeed it is. We got another one from Mr. Vingatsu. This one is called The Puma. Another render of his. And then we've got another one. He says, a work in progress, massive scene influence from the last mission of Halo 3 ODST for a project that he is working on. Really cool stuff. Looks legit.
Cool.
And then we mentioned this already in the community spotlight, but Pixel Flare's lunatic picture as well.
Nice.
Which he's just, yeah, he does amazing things. Moving on to fan projects, we've got some updates that we're going to go through. Not touching fan mods this week, we'll touch those next week. At the start of things, we have installation 01. At the start of it. We've got installation 01. We have three different bi-weekly updates to cover. Their first one for April 19th, we have highlighted the plasma pistol. They have a design up there for that, and then they have a little plasma pistol sound effects demo video that they include on the update.
I'm not going to lie, I truly expected that sound effect to be like a screaming goat. That would have been really cool. I do feel like their display on these plasma pistols is very much all about the color factor. It's the very top, we have a robin's egg blue, it's the very bottom. We have a turquoise, you see it's there. Turquoise, it's a very nice, it's good for nighttime assaults. Take it with you to dinner. Candlelight really brings out the shadowing.
Well, I actually appreciate that you bring that up, because the next bi-weekly article actually talks about the Covenant design of their weapon.
Really?
It does. Mm-hmm.
Cool.
It's almost like you had the perfect segue into it.
Well, you know, I do like to accidentally guess things inappropriately.
So in their May 3rd update, they talk about the different styles that they're employing within their game, including the Covenant style, which is emphasizing the circular aspect, which is kind of very reminiscent of Halo, as we've seen with the weapon designs, with the ship designs, very
organic,
blobular, organic circles type
so
stuff.
So much flow. There's a liquid flow to everything with the Covenant, if you've noticed. Like, it's very drip-worthy.
That's an interesting way to say that.
I realized that after I said it, that it was thoroughly wrong. But also, now I'm going to have to just roll with it and push forward. So, drip-worthy.
Drip-worthy.
If you happen to be leaking plasma, what does it do? It drips right through the floor and into space.
Well, and there is kind of the teardrop effect from the ship design. So, I'll give you that.
Also true.
I'll give you
also,
that.
Also, you will drip if you happen to try and eat plasma. You can eat it, but much like lava, you can only do it once. And then you're dead.
Moving on. Yes. Yes. Anyways. So, Greg had this to say on their Covenant style. That was kind of the primary emphasis of the article, but they go over all three styles. He says, in terms of the art design philosophy, the inspiration of the Covenant shell is a polished geode metal hybrid, something that does not exist in our world. As much as I personally love Reach, I thought the paint over metal look was unbecoming of the technology overdeveloped by sociologically underdeveloped factions. It had none of the pomp and circumstance one would expect from a gang of high-tech god warriors. The idea here is that the Covenant gear doesn't look corporate, but ceremonial and ancient within reason.
I would agree with that because, I mean, if you think about it, the Covenant is not designed wasn't developed or created when it comes to any type of corporate overtaking, you know, where they're not looking for expansion for a purpose. This is an entire sect of religious zealots and fanatics that are going wild trying to find these rings for all of the wrong reasons. There's no great journey. You're just crazy, old and weird, have weird earlobes. So, but I do like the floating chair. I hope when I get that age, I get a floating chair and nobody tries to punch me 8 times for XP.
You have the guitar strings, or no, for you, it'd be like DJ scratches.
Scratch! 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 The DJ version of the game where they're just throwing vinyl records at me and I'm trying to dodge it in the chair. Ah! 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 That's what my character is going to be if I end up with the walk-on role. I'm going to end up being a Sanshayum in a chair, dodging somebody throwing vinyl records because I wandered into the wrong club. God, that would be funny. Probably come totally off-canon, but still funny.
Come on, 3 for 3 in Showtime. You got a casting call.
People making random... We got innies with CD guns, right? It's just a stack of CDRWs with a gun that just... That'd be great.
People have made those before, right?
Where did you find these? Well, we used to have these things called Office Depots.
I was thinking you were going to say the AOL discs.
Oh, God, that would be even better. Even better.
What is AOL?
Well, back in the day, we had these really weird things called modems. It's going to sound like I'm screaming at you, but hold on. We actually did this for fun.
Hello? Hello?
Right?
I can't hear you. Are you there?
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Welcome to Sprint Wireless.
Nope, TT's gone. There you go. There you go. Which T-Mobile just acquired Sprint recently.
Yeah, to bury them. Bury them in the grave they belong in. What?
Well, they've been on the downhill for a long time.
Sprint has been, a hot mess. Unlike, much like Death Star Communications. I'm sorry, I mean AT&T.
Oh, geez. All right. Let's see. The next one up here is Foreigner Styles. The Foreigner is a culture of absolute... The Foreigner is a culture absolutely obsessed with death.
Really?
Hold that thought. They've dedicated their technology to preserving the the dead, living after their own death, and to an extent, literally collecting souls. What this means is that Foreigner technology should be beautiful from a distance, but rather unsettling up close. The motif of the fetishization of death should be apparent in the structures and models.
I actually 100% disagree with that opinion. 100%. The Forerunners were designated for preserving life. That was their entire purpose. They realized they recognized that there was no way to properly combat the Flood. And so they went to extraordinary lengths in order to secure the mantle and the mantle of responsibility, and as well as to create these different engagements and these rings in order to preserve what life they could, so they could destroy life, kill off the Flood by removing their food supply, and then repopulate when it was done. I don't really feel like they were focused on death at all.
So here's the interesting part of that, because I agree with you, but it's the underlying reasoning is the same, but it's two different conclusions, which is weird.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, now, were they very angular and structured in that nature? Of course they were. They liked big stuff. I mean, some of us,
they
like
built planets.
Big stuff.
And Minor Chief, I'm not sure what that reference is.
If the Necrons, that's
an accurate reference. GT probably best on this one. I know of Warhammer. I don't know much about it.
I did not play Warhammer, so I couldn't tell you.
I played War Checkers once. It basically involved a rubber band, a stick, and some checkers, but then I got in trouble for my mom was grounded. I was 8. The point being, some people like really big, solid objects, and then some people like rounded, fluid things. I feel like it's just a different architectural preference. Now, were their color schemes amazing? No, they were pretty basic.
Gray.
They didn't use wallpapers. There was clearly no understanding of the concepts of using greens or glitter. Orange. Maybe some lighting, a plant here or there.
I mean, they did build the halos.
Yeah, I can see how you could go either way with the way we've been introduced to the Forerunners.
Mm-hmm.
Because of, you know, some of the devices they have created are there to cheat death. Whether it's for the purpose of cheating death or preserving life.
Right.
You could go either way. It's like their own armor that they wear helps them extend their life.
Right.
They created the composer to try to save life.
But if you look at the amount of intelligence that was collected just from the Ancillas alone, like, yeah.
Not to mention the domain.
Mm-hmm. Also true.
Yeah.
Which is www.forerunner.org/.com/weowneverything.everything. .com. Not a real website.
Yet.
.org.
Oh, gosh. Then the last style they have is UNSC. And their goal to that one is to make it appear straightforward human, but technologically advanced. And they don't have a fancy little blurb about it, but yeah.
Because who needs it? It's a tank. You know why it's for? You it's drive a down a bridge repeatedly and shoot things. I'm okay with that. I feel like that adequately represents our necessity for overpower and over-destruction for things that may necessarily not want to be out of our way and we want them removed. Especially if we can reduce gravity and increase explosion time, we can make those little ghosts flip for miles. It's wildly funny and hilarious, and I feel zero guilt anytime I fling an elite out of that ghost and just watch him just fly in circles. The only thing I'm always surprised by is that elites don't vomit when they do that. I would vomit. I wonder if they just don't have the ability to vomit. You ever wondered, can an elite vomit? I've never seen one throw up.
I've never asked that question.
Like, do you think they get seasick or airsick? Do you think doing repeated barrel rolls in a Banshee causes them to get sick?
Probably not.
Inertial dampeners.
But they're being kind
Eric
of warrior
Eric says
race
we've
class.
Seen one vomit. No. They wouldn't let that. They did not let the bar scene happen in the film. They cut that out. Everybody, it happens to everybody when we do that, Eric. You just stop drinking so quickly.
For some reason, I vaguely remember, like, somewhere in the book, an elite vomit or throw up or something. I could just be totally making it up, though.
I have no idea. But if Eric says it happens, definitely it happens.
Halo escalation in the bar. Yeah, okay.
Now I have to go back and read it.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Dang it.
Yeah, I don't remember that one.
Always inspiring. There we go.
The elite was like drunk. So it wasn't drunk. He was like drunk.
Drunk on power. Mad with power.
Mad with power.
And vodka.
Vodka, which is water.
I don't know why it's only pronounced in Russian, but awkward.
Because that's the only way to pronounce vodka.
Vodka.
And then the last bi-weekly update that they have for May 17th is focusing on the Covenant Carbine that they have.
Oh.
Which looks beautiful.
Gorgeous.
Beautiful.
Now, just to throw it out there, and only because of these pictures, does anybody else think this looks like the Mass Effect, the Mass Effect gates?
Oh.
Right.
The
Mass Effect relays. Yeah.
I just booted that up for the first time the other day to prep a character to possibly do on stream at some point.
What do you mean?
Like, stream a campaign run of Mass Effect.
I tried streaming Mass Effect 1.
Someone told me that Mass Effect is looking to kind of do a reboot, maybe?
Well, no, there's a remastered trilogy coming back out. For current engine and
really,
yeah. But the problem I had was when we all played Mass Effect 1, there's that card based system, right? And it's a hot mess.
It was a little rough.
It was a little too detail oriented.
It's one of those games that I actually do at some point want to try to go back in 100%.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I love the multiplayer from Halo from Mass Effect 3. I loved it. My favorite was the Geth Primes. Man, you get a Geth Prime going on in there. Lit.
Yep, lit. And they had their firefight-ish mode. I forget what it was called.
I love the Geths. They were the coolest things ever.
It's a great franchise.
Like the first chapter of Mass Effect 2.
I think the one with the depressing opening.
First chapter?
Or first level, whatever you want to call it. First, like,
opening. You mean the area. Intro?
Yeah, I didn't get very far in it. It was.
Your character gets blown up.
It was two they had the beta for, right?
Yeah. And you get the intro and that first opening sequence where you choose your character's traits and you got to get out of the base.
Yeah. Yeah. That's as far as I ever got one.
They are an interesting breed of game. Very interesting breed of game.
Yes.
So. But yeah, no, these pictures, these images are great. I'm loving the detail, the shadowing. You can see the plating.
Mm-hmm. They pay really close attention to all their weapons. Which they're probably almost done with their weapon sandbox to think about it. They've shown off a lot so far. Hopefully that soon is not or is more not soon anymore and actually close. But we'll see. Next update we have is from Project Contingency. They've been kind of heads down and pretty quiet lately, but they actually did post an update this past month. Again, I'll put a link in the chat for those who want to go check it out. But basically, they said that they have been reworking a lot of the behind-the-scenes code and some of the stuff with the game engine. But they did talk a little bit about some of the design stuff that they're doing. So, Kobe, who's one of the developers over there, kind of went into a little bit of a monologue about the red plasma rifle that you'll see at the top of the post. They've been using that kind of as their debug weapon of sorts. So basically, if they want to test out a projectile for any reason, they swap the projectile in there, and that's what they use. So they're testing something like a BR or SMG or fuel rod or rocket. They basically just replace the projectile, and that's their kind of just debug weapon that they're using. So, yeah. Other than that, not much to talk about as far as Project Contingency goes, but they are still working behind the scenes. They are doing stuff, so hopefully we'll hear more from them soon.
Cool.
Yep. Coral has a video update. This is kind of a trailer of sorts, because they go into detail on what the game is going to be about. So we've actually had them on the show before. They mentioned that there's a campaign around this that's going to be focusing on the story of Coral, which was kind of inferred from Halo 4? Reach or 4? There's a planet that's kind of in the backstory of Halo. So they're kind of taking that as a landscape to expand and create their own story, kind of flesh that part out of the Halo universe. You know, they've mentioned before that they're going to have a firefight aspect to it, but there's a couple of new things that this video specifically announces. First one being that they're going to have a flood firefight mode.
Wait. Question?
Yes.
Do we get to be the flood?
They didn't say. The footage that they showed off is basically you are Spartans fighting off flood. But
got it. Okay.
That's, I mean, not to say that that's not a thought that they could be exploring.
He's always wanted to play with a character who's got an arm growing out of his head. I think that would be really fun.
I mean, to be fair, in Halo Reach, you could spawn on the Covenant team.
Yes.
And so it's totally possible. And there's been plenty of Flood Firefight mods that have come out for Reach already, so.
Yeah.
It could be.
Love it.
You could go over into the Discord and make the recommendation. If you wanted to. And then they also mentioned that they hadn't really said this before, but they're going to include some standard multiplayer with Coral as well. So they weren't originally as part of their design plan. It was mainly focused on their campaign and firefight. But they said in the video, pretty much every fan project out there and every Halo game has had some kind of multiplayer aspect to it. So they're going to have a standard multiplayer set in there as well.
Cool. Hopefully they do flood racing. I would like to do flood spore racing. You know, where the little guy's the feet and you just got to kind of race to an obstacle track. That would be amazing to me.
Call it the popcorn race.
I love it. We'll call it PC racing.
The PC flood.
Popcorn racing, let's go.
The PC tsunami.
Oh my God. We'll call it the Forza flood. All right.
Just keep going.
Sorry.
The infection form, Eric, but not the spore. The actual thing that kind of runs on the ground.
Yeah.
Over in the Discord, they have a couple of screenshots that they've released as well. This isn't stuff that's on their website or the Reddit, but it is in publicly in Discord. So they have a screenshot of their HUD with a BR. And there's a couple of little things you can kind of pick out from it as well. Looks pretty basic.
Very Halo 3 inspired.
Yes.
Have you seen
In Reach
the Shadowhawk? Oh no, Shadowhawk is the designer. The energy dagger. That thing is rad.
Oh, you look. Yeah, you're looking down to.
Sorry.
To Downfall.
Got it. My bad.
No, you're good.
We're still on Coral.
Yes. And then there's another screenshot of kind of the same thing below it, but it's just of a bridge with fusion coils on it, and then another picture that just has a whole bunch of jackals holding swords for some reason, almost like guitars that looks like they're cutting their own hands off for some reason.
Maybe it's a band.
The sword band?
Sword jackal maybe band? They're performing. It's like cheerleading for jackals. Or, yep.
Anyways, so there's some screenshots over in Discord if you want to go check those out. Over on to Downfall, an ODST story. They have an update on Reddit. They have a couple of new things that they're showcasing off. First one here is a couple of different Needler variants. This first one here is the Heavy Needler, which is kind of a mix between a Needler and a Needle Rifle. Very interesting.
It's a Needler concept with a significant underbite.
Mm-hmm. Yep. They also have a couple of reticle concepts up there as well. So it has kind of the normal curves that you would normally see, but they have little needle effects on the inside, which is a very interesting change.
It'd be interesting if the needles on the inside tracked your super combine so that as they load in, once you know you've got all of the minimum requirement, you can stop shooting because you know they've all tracked and it blows.
That would be interesting. That'd be interesting feedback mechanic.
Yeah. Hey, Mark.
Interesting. Yeah. Yeah. They also have a model and design of the concept. So they've actually gone ahead and modeled it. And then this is what DJ was just talking about. There's a couple of different energy blade concepts. Concepts that they've come up with. They have an energy sword, an energy dagger, and an energy wrist blade.
How Assassin's Creed of them.
Right?
I love it.
Right?
Oh my God, can you imagine? Oh, now I just want to mod Assassin's Creed as an elite with a wrist blade.
Die, human.
Gosh, that Ezio's time traveling in multiple ways. He's going back in time in his genome, and then someone's traveling back in time for his genome to give him an energy blade, maybe? Does that work?
The Renaissance gone right. No, wait. But, no, the wrist blade, I love it. I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, it's really cool. And it kind of fits in with that kind of assassination role that, mm-hmm. that the elite, like some of the elites have. So, yeah, that'd be really, really interesting. There's a little Q&A part in here as well. So just a couple of small things that I pulled out. There's a good possibility of being able to pilot a spaceship or a pelican in the game.
Hello. I love that.
Yep. Sprinting is planned, because most games these days have sprint. Deal with it. And then the Heavy Needler, the piece that was concepted and modeled earlier in the update, will not be replacing the regular Needler. So there will be both variants in the game. And then they tease into their next update is an image of their new HUD, which is very ODST inspired.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah. For Project Autumn, we have a couple of concept art pieces. First one kind of looks like a cover concept art piece. Very Halo Infinite and Halo 4 inspired.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got another concept art piece, which is kind of in a desert wastelandish area on the Halo ring with a Spartan on the mongoose. And it looks like there's a cave and a rock edge over there too. And then we have Iron Hammer, which is a brute story. We have a Hunter 3D model design process. So this is a kind of a time-lapse video of them designing their Hunter. So from like the underbody with the worms to the armor pieces and the weapon and the shield, how that all comes together. Interesting little video if you want to check out how they actually went through the design process. And then over on Discord, there's a lot of updates over here. First one being the Rattal Butcher rank armor for the Brutes, since this is a Brute-focused game. And then they have a new weapon concept called the Marauder.
Mm.
This thing looks crazy. For some reason, it kind of reminds me of a portal gun a little bit. Does anyone else get that vibe?
It looks like something you set loose on any type of animal you're wishing to butcher. And at least it pre-slices all the steaks right from the get-go.
That too.
It's basically a food sourcing tool.
Yeah. Pin it down, slice it open, and cut the jugular with that, whatever that blade is in the bottom.
It just sears it right off with the beam. There we go. Cooked on one side, raw on the other. Perfect for any occasion.
There you go.
I like it. It's cool. Again, people who can draw. I am not one of those people.
I'm kind of trying to figure out what the blade on the bottom would be used for.
I don't know.
That's what cuts the steak.
You'd want to be careful putting it in the holster.
You want to be careful putting it in any holster.
Not shaken?
Not stirred. There we go. I guess you could say it would be spiked.
Hey, there you go.
What we call having a sharp wit, one blade at a time. All right,
you're very on point tonight.
So's that gun.
The pointy shooty things.
Oh God! All right.
next thing we have here is elite models. There are elite minor, major. I forget what the gold ones are called.
Shiny
Spec Ops. I think in one version of the Halo, they're Spec Ops, and then the Jetpack Elites, which they are very, very shiny.
Yeah,
yes, they have anodized armor.
Gold Zealot, thank you, Yarkibu.
Zealot, yeah,
Gold Zealot class. That is also all in their Discord server as well, the Iron Hammer Discord. And then the last one that we have, we mentioned this a while ago. We didn't really talk about it much because they were an untitled project at the time, but now it has a title. It's called Operation Holdout. And there's quite a few things over there. Do I have a Discord link? Yes, I believe I do. I'll drop that in the chat here in a second. They have a couple of things over in their Discord developer showcase things that they've started showing off to people. And for those who want to go, oh, I don't have a link. I'll grab a link here in a second and throw it in the chat for anyone who wants to go and check it out. But there is a shield pop and region animation. They have a couple of animations that they are showing off in their game. Next one is an auto sentry. So they kind of sounds like they have armor abilities kind of going forward with this, which is cool. I think it's cool. Next one we have is Magnum variants. So there are a couple of different, like four or five different variants that they are kind of, they just have some basic models with it. They don't have any textures applied to them. It's just basic modeling for most of the stuff at this point. They have work in progress models for the AR, BR shotgun, and energy sword. They have some concepts for the energy sword. They have a couple animation videos for the pellets, the Forerunner pellets, and disintegration. That happens with the Forerunner stuff, similarly to how it works in Halo 4 and Halo 5. They have a textured Halo ring, a wizard-style map that they have in their multiplayer, a scatter shot, or a video of a scatter shot projectile that can track an enemy player. So, like, you have the bounce effect in Halo 5. They've actually implemented that. And then they have a video finally showing off some of their collision physics.
So wizard style map means there's going to be Quidditch in this game, right?
I mean, there could be.
Perfect. All I needed to know. Right there. Awesome. Right.
There is a video channel that most of these animations are done. The project's founder, his name is Storm Aster. So you can check out all that stuff over there from the different animations that he's done. There isn't any Spartan animations yet, but there's some weapons that are already in the game, some unmodeled guns. So, like, they're working on the game mechanics piece, so at least that's kind of working for the time being. So, it's cool to see that they at least have some of the underlying design done. So, yeah. So, out of all these projects, TJ, since this is the first time that we've kind of gone through projects with you being on the show, which one is kind of the most interesting to you, if you had to pick one to eventually play when it came out?
Whichever one has Griffball. It's all about the storyline. Honestly, I'll probably try all of them out. But I want variation. I think that's what I'm really going to be looking forward to. Are we going to be having dual-purpose storylines, or are we going to be focusing specifically on the human elements? Are there any of these storylines going to actually focus on an alien contingent? Or perhaps an alien perspective and bringing this about to show a different side of or perspective of the war or the recovery efforts or the aftermath? I think those storyline elements are really what's going to set these projects aside, like set them, make them stand out. I will probably, like, to be quite frank, none of the multiplayer features. Multiplayer really isn't my thing. It's all dependent on who I'm playing with. And I think if you can entice me with an engaging storyline and in that manner, that's what will be the key effort. And I want to see originality and uniqueness. And I want to see something that's going to make you think, that's going to make you reconsider maybe your position on the, you know, human covenant battle for supremacy. So, yeah.
Very nice. So it sounds like for you, you're probably going to be most interested in either Coral, Downfall, Project Autumn, or Iron Hammer. But those are all the ones that we just covered that are primarily story-based.
And I will have to ask, is it possible to iron with your hammer?
That's a good question.
Just kind of make sure the outfit is nice and smooth, no wrinkles, Iron Hammer.
That's a very good question.
There we go.
Yeah. And then I did ask for an update on Project Rebirth. The folks over there said they do not have anything at this time. So we'll try next time for Project Rebirth. And there's nothing new on Project Genesis or Colonial Insurrection either. So that's all the fan projects that we have to cover for tonight. Heading on over to our community musings, we do not have a Trivia Tuesday this week. Halopedia's slacking.
Good lord.
But we do have a Lore Thursday. A GT, please. Take it away.
For Lore Thursday, Mount Tarat was a distinct mountain located near the Azod ship breaking yards on Reach. During the planet's fall in 2552, Noble Six made his last stand on the mountains, or in the mountain's shadow. So that's cool.
It's the name. Last Stand is the mission name, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep.
And it's ironic that in the aftermath picture, once the grass is regrown and everything like that, the mountain actually looks like one of those, you know, rubber superheat possible puppet / potholders. And I gotta... Oh, does nobody else see that?
I'm gonna have to go look at the cutscene again.
I know what he's talking
and
about.
And you're never gonna be able to look at that mountain the same again.
There's a lot of things that I'm never gonna be able to look at the same way again because of some interesting way that some people look at things. Not just you, DJ, but yeah.
It's the chickens.
Sometimes. Sometimes it's the chickens. On the events happening this weekend in the competitive scene, we have several events for this Labor Day weekend, or sorry, not Labor Day, Memorial Day weekend for us here in the States.
Don't get us later in the year than we already are.
Come on, PAX, please happen. Anyways, Lucky's Halo 5 SWAT FFA tournament that is going to be taking place on Saturday, May 23rd. MCC Pro Series, like we mentioned before, Open Tournament number 1 also is taking place on May 23rd. We also have the Halo Esports Columbia Halo 2 Anniversary 4v4 taking place on Saturday, 23rd. The European Halo League Halo 5 4v4 also taking place on May 23rd. And then for May 24th, we have three events. Halo Australia Pro League Week number 3, Halo 5 4v4. The SWAT Nation Challenger Series May SWAT Fest Halo 5 2v2. And the Esports Arena Halo 5 2v2. So plenty of competitive Halo to catch up on this week if you are interested.
Neat!
Yeah. All right, on to our topic this week. We have another community poll that we put out for the community. This time we're asking about Covenant races. So this could be anything from how fun they are to play in Halo, the engagement aspect, their design in the game, the backstory that they have, or the lore behind the species, or the race, or that kind of stuff. So, it's kind of a very big, open-ended community poll. There's a lot of different ways to look at it, approach it. Let's go ahead, since we kind of normally save our opinions for the end, why don't we start off with our opinions this time, of which race we think is the most interesting. Let's start with GT.
I like floaters. I mean engineers.
The Huragak. Yep.
I always wanted to pet jellyfish.
They fix things. They're cool.
Who wouldn't want an engineer?
Right?
I would love an engineer.
We could actually stream without problems.
Yeah, right, exactly.
We haven't had a streaming problem in a long time. What are you talking about?
Sure about that?
At least a month.
Nope, still reaching above my border.
Okay, that's just because I didn't
fix
the crop.
I'm just kidding. All right, who's yours?
Mine, I'm tied between elites and Huragak. Elites and engineers.
Okay.
It's a hard one because yeah, the Huragak is definitely one of those like technology things that'd be cool to have one around. And they're kind of
after
like
the last 6 months I've had with computers. I definitely want a Huragak.
And your car? Your cars? They can help you fix the cars, too.
That one was kind of self-inflicted, but...
Still, they'd fix it for you.
True. Just be saying. A lot cheaper.
Yeah. All that electrical work I want to do to my house, they could just do all that without me having to worry about it.
And upgrade it.
Yeah.
To where you don't need wires anymore.
Yeah, imagine being able to upgrade a phone to be as powerful as like a computer that has multiple RTX 2080s or Ryzen 3 processors, like all those data pads that you see in Halo, like probably our most powerful PCs fit within something like this, like in fictional universe, right?
Yeah.
Like imagine having one of those things, have an engineer make one of those things out of something like this.
Imagine having one of those engineers adjusting my chicken so that's a weapon. Just You need me to knock down a building. Hold on. I have an incredible chicken-powered weapon. Thank you, Engineer and Huragak. I appreciate your time and advanced understanding of our modern gases.
Our modern gases? Just be prepared for everything to be disassembled at some point. I mean, I'm okay with that. As long as they put it back together, I don't care.
Also true.
5G engineer.
There we go.
It'd be more than 5G at that point. So I'm tied between that and then Sangheili, because just the Sangheili, like, culture, the honor, the just out of all the Covenant races, it has the most lore behind it. So it's kind of easy to really appreciate that. But just how the way that they're written about and the way that they're talked about. And I think another reason I like the Elites is because of how they were portrayed in Halo 2. And, like, you have the dynamic story going on there.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's all well and good until you disgrace one and they cut your head off.
Well, just depends on which one you're disgracing and why you're disgracing. Personally, I'm going with the Sangheili. Always go with the Sangheili. You're right. The lore behind them is extraordinarily in-depth. And I think there's so much more to learn about this culture, not only about them from an economic standpoint, because the socioeconomical structure of the cities, especially with the Kaidans and the different houses and how the children are raised, there's an extraordinary importance placed on the family unit in the Sangheili uprising. But they're also that it is community-based, not simply just bloodlines. So they place this extraordinary, there's an incredible weight that's put on the homes and the way that these children are raised together and the way their young are raised. But also there is a reverence that from their religious standpoint, as well as the military standpoint, but they place, they have an equal understanding of science and technology and how it's important and how it is absolutely essential in finding balance on a planet. And if you notice, it's one thing that they are very, very focused on, especially in the Sangheili homeworld, is the balance between the planet itself and the community and how they interact with the world around them in order to not overtake it and overuse its resources and live within their means and properly control their environment to that extent. And I think it's a fascinating thing to look at and to research. And yeah, for me, it will always be the Sangheili. I absolutely adore them. Plus, it'd be really cool to, like, you know, have a friend who happens to be 10 foot tall.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, can you do me a favor and kick over that tree? Why not? Because it can.
And if you befriend one and they walk around with you, you basically will scare off anyone who wants to try to screw around with you or anything, because then they get to have the threat of a looming elite who can probably smash their skull in or chop their head off with the energy sword. Or,
well, and I really wanted them to come up with a Sangheili cookbook. Like, what do they eat? What kind of mass feasts are they feeding? Like the young, what kind of dietary restrictions do possibly they have? And do they barbecue in the same way that we do? Is eating a socially acceptable gathering point for them? How many different things we could apply to the different ways that their culture looks at it versus the different ways our culture looks at it and the opportunity to interact with it too? I know.
They kind of hinted at that a little bit in Thursday War.
Yeah, they did.
Jewel captives. Phillips.
Yeah.
Well, they also hinted at it again in Bad Blood.
Mm-hmm.
When they went to the Sangheili barbecue when they got back to Sangheili.
Oh, that's right.
Yep. And I think it'll be really cool. If aliens come to the planet, I'm going to be the first one to go, like, hey, I'll learn. What's up? I'm bringing my chicken.
Just need to have this encyclopedia of Sangheili history.
Right?
Just donk. Come on, Grim, get on it. You've asked him enough questions, you could probably make an encyclopedia of all the questions you asked him, right?
Oh, yeah.
Probably.
All right, over on Discord, we have a few responses. Writing Spartan, he says it's got to be the Legolo for him.
Really?
Yeah.
They do power a lot of different things, I'm not going to lie. They are very much a part of the Covenant ethos.
And as you discovered last week, they make up the Scarabs and the Harvesters and... Yep. He said, they're so fascinating, and I feel like we've hardly seen anything from them in the mainline Halo games. They can be so much more than just hunters, as shown in Halo Wars 2, and they seem to always be so limited in the FPS Halo games. Here's hoping they embrace what made them terrifying in Nightfall. They were definitely terrifying in Nightfall.
They were terrifying at nightfall, and I couldn't figure out why.
The way they portrayed the hunters or the Letgolo in Nightfall is they're just this unstoppable force.
Yeah.
Where in the mainline Halo games, they've always been this controlled force.
They were tamed and controlled.
Yeah. That's what made them such a huge threat in Nightfall.
See, and they had cooking supplies in Nightfall. I don't know why they just didn't pull out some salt and just throw it on the little slugs. Seasoned. Get up.
But unless those that go just eat up salt, in which case...
In which case, use mountain ash. It keeps away werewolves and possibly aliens. You never know. Hashtag Teen Wolf. Sorry. Moving on. Yes. Sorry.
But I haven't read it, but yeah.
They were in the books as being part of the back end for the structure of the Covenant ships. I remember the San Shayum were talking about that. I want to say maybe it was Fall of Reach. It was in the run of the beginning, but they were in the ships.
Well, they would use a select community of Letgolo worms to explore the Dreadnought.
That's what it was. Yeah.
To get to places where they couldn't get to.
Which was fascinating when you think about that.
And there are some Letgolo that would eat foreigner technology. There's some that wouldn't. Like, each different colony of Letgolo ate different
had different
things.
Traits.
Mm-hmm.
So some were Fordburner intolerant?
Yes. Yes.
Did it give them gas? Like, what happened? Look, inquiring minds want to know. Was it just Forerunner intolerant or allergic?
That could be a question that you can go ask Grim at 2 a.m. this morning.
I'm sure he would love to answer that one.
Texting him right now.
Hey, Grim. I got this worm problem.
Hey, Grim. Got a question for you.
I think DJ's laughing. He's just focused on texting right now.
Yeah. Sorry. What was your question?
I said, hey, this is you texting Jeff. Hey, Jeff, I've got a worm problem.
That's what I'm texting him right now.
While you're doing that, Skyrim Halo also says he likes the Letgolo. So got two for Letgolo right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
Fuchs says for him it's going to be the engineers. Misa Red says grunts because they say really funny things, which they do.
Also true.
Because the more I read the books, the more I actually feel bad for them.
They were abused, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
And then following that, engineers, because they're just so adorable and they're smart and he loves all the colors, which I think those are very good reasons. Over on Facebook, we have Nadvan says engineers for him. Christian Taylor said the skirmishers, Jan Heat and Shark Horse should have been included. Skirmishers are kind of an offshoot of the Jackals, so I didn't include them. Sharkoi.
They've only appeared once.
Yeah, has barely been mentioned in the Halo lore, so eh. And then the Jan Het, that really hasn't been touched on.
I've only seen them mentioned in three separate locations.
So yeah, they're not prominent enough to really talk about. So anyways, so that
but
really
you happened. Know the Jan Het, they kind of look like a pile of never mind.
Okay.
A pile of you know after you've eaten glow sticks when you were 12.
Yeah. The stuff that's in the backyard after your dog goes out. Oh.
There's that. Let's see. And then we go over to Twitter.
Which the Twitters.
Yes, the Twitters, which I had up at one point and my tab disappeared.
Did you close your tab?
I probably accidentally closed it.
Why did you close
it? But no worries. I can reopen it just like this. Ha ha! There you go. Tab open. All right. First response we have here is from Mr. Rage More Nerd. He actually got this
hey!
One.
Hey!
Yeah. He actually replied to this one like within seconds of me posting. He said, for him, it's the easiest. There's no topping the elites.
There we go. That's the man. Go Rage! Let's go.
Miss Overreacting. Shout out to the PMS clan. She says, for her grunts, Mr. Squally De Beans. From 343. He says, elites, not even a contest. Paviums BAFH. He says, Letgolo for him. Lots of Letgolo.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually kind of surprised at how many people are saying Legolo for this. Late Night Gaming, he says grunts. The grunt 4500 replies to him saying, I'm so proud of you, so I'm guessing he also likes grunts. Striker P28 says, brute for gameplay, at least for design.
Ooh. Okay.
Gameplay and which Halo?
Maybe playing against?
Ooh, what if that's what we get in Infinite? We can actually get playable brutes and playable grunts.
That would be crazy.
You can choose your own adventure and choose your own character. That would be neat.
I mean, since the brutes are kind of like unofficially confirmed at this point with all the freaking Mega Bloks stuff going on. Yeah, if they were to do like a playable faction instead of Elite, you could do playable brutes. That'd be interesting. That'd be really interesting. Alex Benegas on Twitter, he says, grunts. Enough said for him. Spencer J01, after the reading the novels, he's in love with the Hurrgach.
Aww. It's an understandable love.
Yeah. Jackals are a close second.
Very interesting race, the Jackals.
Also, for folks in the chat, if you hadn't responded to this poll, feel free to drop your answer in the chat, and we will also read it out here as well. If you want a link to the poll, here it is. Next one we have there here is from germanscience.exe or not2presence on Twitter. He says brutes for him. He loves them. The species, it's a species that we know relatively little about, but what we do know is cool. Not to mention they have lots of interesting badass characters to boast about. Characters like Tartarus, Thrall Slayer, Atriox, and Jovis.
If by badass you mean psychotic death machines, sure. Yeah, totally. I agree.
Yeah. I mean, look at how they were portrayed in Halo Wars 2.
Well, I mean, they were kind of a violent force of disaster.
Halo 2 adds so much character to the Halo Wars 2 adds so much character to the brutes, though.
Oh, yes, I agree.
They showed a side that has not been seen yet. They showed the intelligence that they can possess.
Yep. Agreed.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And a complete and total lack of compassion.
Mm-hmm. Total lack of, if you piss me off, you're dead.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hello. I can crumple your car with one hand. Neat. That's cool.
Mm-hmm. Pins Halo says, Hurrgach, pour one out for lighter than some. If I had something to pour, there you go. next one we have is from Subject 15. He says elites, or she. Pantherus Draws says, I'm exceedingly fond of the Sangili. But then again, I seem to have a long-standing love for giant space lizards.
I mean, who doesn't? Like a good long space lizard.
The Office of Naval Intelligence actually responded to us, so shout out to our Oni overlords. They say engineers, they be cool boys.
All right.
Which they are. They are pretty cool. Sylvia Nguyen says, brutes, brutes, and more brutes. H. Chungus says, elites, then engineers.
We're going to address what Spartan Wax says.
That's a bit pathetic. Or should I say a bit prophetic?
No. Well, I saw the one down here. It's 7 hours ago from Spartan Wax.
Oh, I'm going down the list. But gotcha. Spartan Wax. I don't think I'm there yet. But yeah, go ahead, read it. I see where you're at.
Oh no, I'm gonna have to use the bleeper button.
Yep, go for it.
Elites and brutes, because they be sexy as. Everybody's got their own preference. I'm just saying. GG for acknowledging it.
There you go. Yep. I mean, we had the love letter to Palmer.
Oh God.
Where's Brent when you need him?
Right. Exactly. I miss Brent. Brent, buddy, if you're listening, we miss you.
All right.
Hope you're doing well. Next one is from Shoddy Flow. He says hunters have always been his favorite. Hope to see a few more Legolo forms in Infinite. Arc Trooper 48 says elites are his favorite and drones are his least favorite by far. I don't think anyone has said drones. Rip. Crisper Storm for him is going to be Jackals. I'm going to kind of speedrun the rest of these. Storm Tetris Huragok, Hidden Odd, Brutes, That One Spartan, Elites or Hunters, Super Boss 351, Elites or Sangili. Let's see. Next one is Jake Z. Guit says Jiro Hanai has the coolest armory next to the Sangili. Oh, this is the first one for. I think it's the first one for Profits.
Yeah, it is.
Kleb Mayer says the Sanshayum are his favorite or her favorite. They have such an alien design with Halo 2 Anniversary in mind, look uncomfortably human. They sit as grand manipulators of the Covenant with a design that shows nothing but an aura of supremacy while showing lanky people in chairs. Plus, he made one, apparently. Oh my gosh. Yeah, he did. Oh my gosh, that is kind of creepy.
A what?
Here. I'll throw a link. A link to his. Nobody has surprised the drone improving in less than 10 seconds. Yeah, it's a little disturbing. But it's very accurate. It's very well done.
Yeah.
I'm just there to reply to things. Says the design behind the Legolo is cool to him. Sarah Welsh says easy, Sangheili. Tuga117 also says Sangheili. Captain 7901-7253 says Sangheili. And I think that was pretty much it. For some reason, it's hard to always see like if someone's quoted something that you've tweeted and get the responses. So
yeah.
I'm probably missing a few. But I know there was one from Halo Fan for Life. He said for him, Huragok would be the most beneficial to humanity. So given the history, prophets could just not be trusted. Grunts would be smelly due to the methane, and tall races like elites and brutes would always be met with suspicion. Buggers are just plain freaky. Kigyar might be comparable for humanity.
Hmm.
Is there any other quote stuff here I can find real quick? Yep, Spartan Clark or Irvy J. Gammy something. It says elites are his favorite. I think that's pretty much the quoted tweets that we have. So, survey is...
Looks like elites.
Looks like Hunters elites,
and then Huragot.
Yeah. I was kind of surprised at how many people said Legolo.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. Minor Chief, did you have a response in here? I don't know if you did or not. But yeah. Unless your prophetic was... You're saying that your prophets was the one for you. Okay. That's enough. All right. So the last thing that we have is there's another Oni Archives video posted earlier this week. It's a little bit of a twist at the end.
Mm-hmm.
So every release, we've seen some kind of Oni Archives detailing some kind of backstory behind the Halo game that's referencing. So we got one for Halo Reach with a little dossier on the members of Noble Team, then we got one for Master Chief and the events of Halo, and then the one for Halo 2 that got released a couple days ago had something a little suspicious at the end.
Different.
Yeah, different than the rest of the Oni Archives. The Oni Archives comes out of Oni Section 2, which is their public affairs office, so not the Oni Section 3 folks, which are the very spooky behind the scenes folks. So Oni Section 2 would have been the same folks that Benjamin Giroux would have been doing publication for.
Yeah.
If you see where I'm going with this, if you watch the video and you know
coming.
It's a very Hunt the Truth type of vibe with mysterious blurted out Oni conversation in the background and Oni meetings being scheduled and having to kind of stick to those schedules. It's kind of one of those things of like, I want to be so excited that we might finally be starting to see the start of the infinite promotional cycle. But at the same time, it's like, there's only so much that you can kind of glean off of just this short little tease.
Well, I already know one thing that I can clue you in on. And are we going to play this here live on the stream or no? On the podcast or no?
I don't have it queued up to play on stream.
Got it. So I will say this.
But,
I did play
in the pre-roll. So if people were here, they saw it in the pre-roll.
Perfect. So anybody who heard that conversation, we know two things for sure. One, this guy's definitely deeply embedded in the political environment or political hierarchy of the UNSC and or ONI's operations, at least in what's going on with Earth's government. And they're clearly still talking on the Sprint network. Because you can't hear him.
Had to throw that in there, huh?
I did. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me? Hello? Hello?
there's another thing that you mentioned while we were on break, though, and Eric Abu, back us up on this if it's accurate, but yeah, DJ, mention what you had mentioned in the break.
My first feeling, well, the minute I heard his voice, was that's the investigator from Halo 4, the one who was talking to Halsey, when she has that conversation with your, what are you looking, why are you looking for John?
Actually, I've got that queued up. Sounds similar, but I don't
similar,
think
it's very similar to the guy. Not the same person.
But doesn't mean he couldn't be part of the same branch.
Right. That's the guy in that conversation is definitely not Oni. Oni's because otherwise Oni wouldn't be like, why would Oni be recording their own guy? They've hacked into his comms. That's why they're only getting one side. I'm pretty sure whoever he's talking to is Oni.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it's blurred out.
Well, and they mentioned Sullivan.
True. Which is, they have mentioned him before. Or the person before.
Yeah.
Right. Sullivan's working some dirty work again.
It kind of makes, it's got me curious too. When I heard that, I'm like, something's coming.
Yes, it is.
Just don't know what it is.
I hope this is the start of the kind of the promotional cycle for Infinite.
Very possible. You know, we're going to start seeing breakdowns of this like crazy on YouTube and everywhere else. So there you go.
So actually, Halopedia has tried to kind of unmuffle the sound. So there's a little video that they've tried to kind of clean up some of the audio. You can kind of make out some of it, but not a lot of it. So if you want to check that out, it's over on their Twitter.
Nice.
Of course, there's also the point, is it actual speech or is it just gibberish that they recorded?
It sounds like actual speech.
Right.
Yeah, it sounds actual like actual speech.
Well, I mean, is it actual dialogue or is it just words put together?
No, it sounds like dialogue.
Yeah.
Or at least to me it does.
Yeah.
It's just a rubber chicken squawking in the background put through a filter. I'm kidding. All right.
So, yeah, take that for what you will. I'm hoping it just means we'll see something soon as far as maybe something to kind of continue on this track or I don't know. The fact that it has Hunt the Truth vibes has me hopeful and excited for what this could lead into.
I agree.
So, yeah, we'll see what happens.
I really like what they did with Hunt the Truth because it didn't spoil the game.
Well, the game that they were originally advertising.
Well, it was more obscure than the TV commercials and the YouTube videos. It pointed you in the direction, but it didn't spell it out. Not like the videos did. The videos, in my opinion, were the most deceptive as far as the storyline. But Hunt the Truth, it talked about things that were happening, but it didn't clarify anything. It hinted without explaining.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So, as far as the marketing, that was great. And that got me more pumped for Halo 5 than anything.
Yeah. And remember we had Halo Canon on for every episode?
Yeah.
3 or 4 hours after the podcast dropped?
Yeah. And we had 3 or 4 hour podcasts.
Yeah, we did. We most certainly did. We'll see what happens this time around.
We'll see.
Awesome.
I hope.
Yeah. So that's going to wrap it up for the show tonight. I want to thank everyone for tuning in who came to our live stream and listened. We will be back next week talking about the second half of our kind of fan projects thing. We'll be focusing on the fan mods for next week. And then we'll be diving into the book Battleborn the following week. And then hopefully after that, we'll start having guests on again. So go ahead and get the reading done. I hope everyone has a great Memorial Day weekend for those in the States. For those that are other places in the world, and hope you have a good weekend. You can find us on social media. We are on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. We also have our live streaming platforms, Twitch, Mixer, and YouTube, which you can find us here every Thursday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, which is 5:30 p.m. Pacific Time. That is 1:30 a.m. GMT. That is 12:30 p.m. Australian Eastern, and then that is 10:30 a.m. Australian Western.
Yes.
We also have our game nights happen at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, also on Friday. That is hosted by GT. We will put a poll up in our Discord for what game we'll be playing tomorrow. The options always are as always, Halo 5 on MCC, Halo 5 on Xbox, MCC on Xbox, and MCC on PC. So if you are interested in playing, then please go over there and check it out. And no pins, no MySpace. You can also check out Achieving Halo, which is our achievement hunting streams on Sundays at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. We are currently going through MCC, getting a lot of those achievements out. If you would like to help us get achievements, then feel free to come on over and hop in our lobby. It's kind of an open lobby for those who would like to get achievements. And kind of rule of thumb is, as long as I can get an achievement for the night, then we will help you get the achievements that you need, whichever achievements that you would like to get. It helps if there's mutual achievements to try to get. So if that happens and you want to help us get some achievements, then we will most certainly be willing to help you get achievements as well. You can interact with us on Discord, in our Spartan Company, or our Xbox Club. Discord is kind of where the community happenings happen for the podcast specifically, so make sure you go on over there, podtackler.com/Discord, and check it out. And that will also be where the poll is for our Fraggin' Friday game night. You can support the show in a number of different ways, in addition to kind of just sharing the love on social media. You can support us through Patreon. We do have a Patreon page out there with a couple of different perks. Access to show notes, VODs, being able to nominate topics for discussion on the podcast, being able to participate in community polls, and then once we get enough members over there, be able to participate in Patreon-only giveaways. So head on over to podtackler.com/Patreon to check that out. Also, if you shop regularly with Amazon, which probably most people are during the pandemic, then you can provide a little support through shopping that way. All you have to do is, when you get your cart all filled up, go to podtackler.com/Amazon and then fill out the remainder of your checkout process. And then we get a little chip of that back, and that supports the show. If you want to directly support us, you can do that through PayPal. We have a little PayPal link set up. If you go to podtackler.com/donate, you can donate to us monetarily that way if you'd rather do it kind of the more direct route. Also, check out the Halo Hub. It is a Discord server for content creators and fans of content made that's in the Halo community and the Halo universe. You can find that over at thehalohub.com. And then also check out the official Halo Discord server, discord.gg/Halo, to engage with a whole bunch of different community members over there. There's a whole bunch of different channels to check out, and there's also voice channels for those who are looking to get some people on to play with, looking for game lobbies and all that kind of good stuff. Gentlemen, any final thoughts before we wrap up for tonight?
Everybody have a wonderful weekend, and in for those of us in the States, enjoy your holiday and be safe.
Extra safe. DJ?
Don't buy Catherine Halsey dual sets of bracelets. She only has one wrist.
Unless she gets a bionic arm.
And we're out.
That's it, everybody. Keep on fragging trucks.